This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Last week, we spoke out from the notes of Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch that since the Gemara said on Daf Ayin Zayin that Hafaras Nadarim, it's kosher Oymed, Belaila, it's kosher with Kroivim, you could even use Kroivim, which seems to mean that you don't really need a Bezdin. Well, if you don't need a Bezdin, Rabbi Kiveger said that halach lemaisa, you could use Kroivim, right? Remember we saw last week that Rabbi Kiveger paskind, you could use Kroivim for Hafaras Nedarim. However, you can't use an Isha. You can't use an Isha. And the explanation was that a Karoiv is by themselves they're kosher to adjudicate. The problem is for them to join up or to adjudicate for you, so then it's okay because Kroivim are kosher. Even if they're related to each other, since each one by themselves is independently kosher, they're allowed to adjudicate the Nedarim. But a woman who's inherently disqualified would not be able to be on a panel to be made for Nedarim. We also mentioned that Rabbi Kiveger said that you can't rely on Chazaka Darava, Hafaras Nedarim L'Charis Dairaisa. You can't just assume that someone who's 14 years old is necessarily of age, is necessarily reached maturity. However, the Rabbi Kiveger did not have a problem with the Bezdin Shakal. Right? Even though you cannot use a woman, you could use a Bezdin Shakal. We're going to speak about a few issues of Hafaras Nedarim today, maybe four or five issues, and all of them are somewhat interconnected. What's the source that you need three hedyotos? We learn it out from Shchutei Chutz. The Gemara made a gzeir shava, zeh hadavar, zeh hadavar. Ma... So the question is, where do we get that from? Where do we get three? Where does three come from? I understand. Why not two? Why not two? 1 second. Why not two? In other words, we learn out from Shchutei Chutz, it's not one. But why not two? Where's the Ran, Dibrei HaMaschal, B'yachid? Why can't I find it? The Ran Divrei HaMaschal B'yachid. Oh. An Ayin B'yachid. Okay. The Ran says that once you're not having one, it should be three. Once it's not one, it should be three. Okay. So, how do we know three? The Ran gives the Svara, well, it's not one because we learn that from Shchutei Chutz, so it's three. Well, okay. What if you had four? Could you use a Bezdin Shakal for Hataras Nedarim? Again, we saw last week Rabbi Kiveger said you could. That's one issue we're going to discuss. We're going to revisit using a Bezdin Shakal. Furthermore, when we say you could use three Hedyoitos, how Hedyoit could the Hedyoitos be? The Ran, we didn't learn this Ran inside. The Ran says... because it wasn't an authorized Ran, that's why. But the Ran does say that not every Hedyot is kosher. It has to be when you explain something to them, they can understand it. But the Rambam is mashma, any Mo, Larry, and Curly could be involved in as three Hedyotos. There's no requirement, there's no minimum standard of Hedyotos. So that's another issue. Issue number one is, can we use a bezin shakel? Issue number two, machlokes rishonim, what is required of a hedyot? Issue number three, we have two ways to do hataras nedarim. You could use one chacham or three hedyotos. If there's a chacham, are you allowed to use three hedyotos? Is three hedyotos l'charchila? Or only b'di'evet? The Gemara in Bechoyre says, Ein lehedyot lahater b'makam chacham. The Ran says on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that's l'chadchila. B'di'evet it works. The Shulchan Aruch paskins b'di'evet it does not work. If there's a chacham, you cannot go to three hedyotos. What are all these things dependent on? Here's one more issue. What kind of mumcha do you need for Ataras Nedarim? Remember this one we did see. The Ran said you need someone who has smicha, samach. The Rambam says, no, you don't need samach. Anyone who's gomer v'saver. So these are four different pockets that the Rishonim discuss. Number one, where do we get three hedyotos from? I understand at least two. We learn that from Shchutei Chutz. Where do we get three from? What is the definition of a hedyot? Can you do Ataras Nedarim if there's no chacham, at least b'di'evad? And what is the definition of a mumcha? And it's really going to start. What I want to bring to your attention is the machlokes, the Ran, and the Rush. There's a very important machlokes. The Ran, Divrei Hamaschil, B'yachid mumcha. The Ran says like this: the kivan the gzera shava mar bihed yoytois. The gzera shava from Shchutei Chutz teaches me three hed yoytois. For Rashi hamatois memait luhu, and Rashi hamatois excludes hed yoytois. Our karchach islay l'kiyumei tarvayu. Therefore, we have to fulfill both. Rashi hamatois b'yachid. The Rashi matois is when you have one person. And if you're going to ask, where do we get three from? Kivan de mifkas le mechad. Since we've been extracted from the category of one, ukmea tlasa, we put it on three. Why three? Ke'ein bezdin. Ke'ein bezdin. Something like a court. Not mamish a court. But if you're not going to do one, we'll go to three. Ke'ein bezdin. Why didn't the Ran say, what do you mean, once we go to one, we might as well go to three? But that sounds like two is a possibility. But once we're not doing one, we might as well do three. Ke'ein bezdin. Why didn't the Ran say straight, you can't use two because you can't use a bezdin shakel? And you know who does say that? The Rush does say that. The Rush, Divrei Hamaschil. Let's see if I can find it. Divrei Hamaschil Lahachshir. See if I could see it even. Lahachshir Shloisha Hedyotos. The Kol Yisrog Sharon Lahafer Nedarim. Uvelekalamemer Midetzach Rosh Hamaschil Lahachshir Yachid Mumcha. Utrei Ava Bezdin Shakol. Hilkach Tzach Shloisha. The Rush says two is not a possibility because it's a Bezdin Shakel, which is mashma. The Ran had no problem with Bezdin Shakel. It's just you want it to be Ke'ein Bezdin. The Rush seems like he's saying it mamish has to be a Bezdin. If it mamish has to be a Bezdin, you can't use two. The Ran seems to be saying, no, it's not mamish. Hataras Nedarim is not a Bezdin. Like we said last week, you could use Kroivim, it could be Balaila, it could be Oimed. But it's somewhat of a legal process, so you want it to be Ke'ein Bezdin. You want it to be Ke'ein Bezdin, yeah? Fine. So, Rav Bitzalel Zsolti, who is the Rav of Yushalayim, he wrote an amazing Sefer of Lamdos, four volumes, called Mishnas Yavetz. He was a Chavrusa with Rav Avadya. Rav Bitzalel Zsolti makes all of these issues contingent one upon the other, basically. Okay, let's see if we could get a basic understanding of what he says. He brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger that, like we saw last week, that you could use four matirim. What about the fact that they're a bezdin shakel? Yeah, Rabbi Kiva Eger is not bothered by that. But Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector and Nachal Yitzchak Siman Gimel, he says it's a problem. It's bezdin shakel. The Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan quotes the Rush. The Rush says there's no possibility of two because it's a bezdin shakel. So that means he's applying ein bezdin shakel even to Ataras Nedarim. Well, if the Rush says you can't use two, Lechaira, you can't use four. So says Rabbi Tzalo Zhalti, oh, wait a second. If you look in the Gemara says, it says Zehadavar by Nedarim. It says Zehadavar by Shchut Echotz. Just like Shchut Echotz, Arim Uvana V'chol Yisrael, so too by Nedarim, Arim Uvana V'chol Yisrael. But it also says by Nedarim Rashi Hamatois. So regarding what do we apply Zehadavar by Nedarim, Lahachshir Shloisha Hedyotois. But it says Rashi Hamatois. No, Rashi Hamatois is Biyachid Mumcha. Says the Rosh, why not two? Because it can't be a Bezdin Shakel. Fine. That means we see from the Rosh, Bezdin Shakel is a psul, even b'di'eved. However, the Ran, like we mentioned, gave a different reason why you can't have two. The Ran said that once you're not having one, ukme atlasa. Look, I'm in the second column. Look where my icon is. Hare loy kasav keharosh, mishum debishtan habezin shakal. He said, once you're not having one, it should be ke'ein bezdin. The Rush didn't, the Ran didn't say it has to be a bezdin, therefore you can't have a bezdin shakal. He said it should be like a bezdin. By the way, Rashi in Nedarim says, where do we learn out Gimel Hedyotos? Aroin is one, Banav is one, Chol Yisrael, that's three. That means there's a special pasuk to require three, not because two is not a possibility, because Ein Bezdin Shakel. That's mashma again, like the Ran, that Ein Bezdin Shakel is not applicable to Hataras Nedarim. Says Rabbi Tzalo Zhalti, what's the machlokes, the Ran and the Rush, based on? He says, L'chaira, what it's based on is we know that Hataras Nedarim is kosher even standing, even by Kroivim, even Balayla, meaning all the Psule Bezdin were not said by Hataras Nedarim. So L'chaira, the Psul of Bezdin Shakel, also doesn't apply by Hataras Nedarim. Bezdin Shakel is not worse than Kroivim, right? Bezdin Shakel is not worse than Kroivim. By the way, but we did say that Psul Isha is a problem. Right? So Rabbi Tzalo Zhalti now quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger that even though Kroivim are kosher, Isha is not kosher. Because Kroivim is a Psul Begufai. Kroivim is not a Psul Begufai. They could judge someone who's not the relative. Laila is just an external psul. There's no psul begavra. But a bezdin shakel, says Rabbi Tzalo Zhalti, you can make the case, it's a psul inherently in the bezdin. So therefore the Rush says it's a problem. And what does the Ran hold? The Ran holds, yeah, but it's not a psul in the person. It's not a psul in the dayan. It's only a psul in the gathering, not in those who have gathered. So that's the debate regarding Bezdin Shakel. Now, another issue. Please take a look at the Ran, Divrei Hamaschel. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lahachsher Shloisha Hedyotos Hai Hedyotos Da Amrinon. The Ran says, Loi Kula Hedyotos. Not every simple guy. It has to be someone who, when you explain it to them, they could understand it. Which is not exactly like Shchut Eichutz. Shchut Eichutz, no Jew could have participated in Shchut Eichutz. But by Hedyoita is for Nedarim, you need a certain threshold of being a Hedyoit. Let's see. Okay. Let's see another issue. The other issue is, the Ran says in the Darim on Chav Gimel, that when it comes to a Yachid Mumcha, Hafaras Nedarim is Dumya Demumchim Demayadei Hashem. You need a Samach. That's the opinion of the Ramban. By the way, the Ran said this on Ayin Chesamad Beis also, that you need Dafka a Samach. However, the Rambam holds that Chacham Muvuk Materas Nedarim Deloy Boy Samach. The Rambam holds you don't need a samach. Question, how could the Rambam hold you don't need a samach, but if you're not a samach, you don't have the status of a dayan? So how can you mat in the nether? You're not a bezdin. So that must, what does the Rambam hold? The yachid mumcha who's being mat in the nether, it's not because you're a bezdin. You don't need a bezdin, right? Like, similar to what the Ran says, that you could have a Bezdin Shukl. Why? You don't need a Bezdin. The same way the Ran held, Bezdin Shukl is not a problem, because you don't mamish need a Bezdin. The Rambam holds you don't have to be a Samach acting as a Chacham Muvak. When do you need to be a Samach? When do you need to have Smicha? If the role of the Chacham is to assume the status of Bezdin. But if for Nedarim you don't need Bezdin, the Rambam says, "Ksheirim are a kosher lahatir nadarim." Why? She'ein a heter has a din, the Rambam writes. The heter of nadarim is not a din. So if the heter of nadarim is not a din, you don't need to have the status of a bezdin. And a yachin mumcha, who's matir the neder, it's not because he's a bezdin. It's a gzeres hakosuv, roshei hamatois. But you don't have to have the status of a bezdin. So the Rambam who holds that a Yachid Mumcha can be Mater, even if he's not a Samach, it's sort of similar to what the Ran says, that you could have a Bezdin Shakal. The problem is, but what about the Ran himself? The Ran himself holds, you do need to be a Samach. Oh, 1 second. One more thing. Now, if you say, listen carefully, if you say the Yachid Mumcha doesn't have to be a Samach because he doesn't need to be a Bezdin, L'chayra Shloisha Hedyoitois could be Mater and Neder, also they're not a Bezdin. Because on a Hedyoit, you don't have the status of Bezdin. It's a special Gzeres HaKosav as well. That V'zeh HaDavar. Now he brings the Ran holds, says in, earlier in the Masechta, that the din of Shalosh Hedyoitois is only b'makom she'ein chacham. B'makom she'yesh chacham, mishum kvoido shel chacham, the three Hedyoitois should not be matir the neder. But that's only l'chadchila. B'dieved, it would work. Why? It seems like because the whole process is not working mitairas bezdin, it's gzeres hakasov that there are two viable options. There's yachid mumcha, even if he's not a samach, and then there's the shalosh hedyoitois. Now, he says something very interesting. He says you can make the case, if Shalosh Hedyoitois are working, not Mitoras Bezdin, but rather, they're Roshei Hamatois. Shalosh Hedyoitois are Roshei Hamatois. Meaning the Rambam is of the opinion, listen carefully, the Rambam holds that even b'diavad, if there's a chacham there, shalosh hadyotos cannot be matir haneder. Why would that be? Why would anybody hold shalosh hadyotos cannot be matir haneder if there's a chacham there? So he says something very simple. He says, this whole procedure is not working mitar as bezdin. The shalosh hadyotos are not a bezdin. Like we saw, even though the Ran holds they have to have some threshold of being dayanim, other Rishonim say no, they don't have to have any threshold at all. The Kesef Mishnah is Madaik in the Rambam. You don't need that Tanai. So that means, how is it working? That when the Torah says Rashi Hamatois, it means a Yachid Mumcha. And if the Yachid Mumcha is not available, only then can we consider Shalosh Hedyotos Rashi Hamatois. So that's the reason why the Rambam holds, even B'di'eved, if there's a Chacham there, it will not be effective if three Hedyotos are Matir the Neder. Let's see what else. However, the Rebbe Tzal Zsolti says, the Ran holds that Shalosh Hedyotos, they're matir the neder, it's mitaras bezdin. Because like the Ran says, that they have to have a certain threshold level of being a hedyot. And therefore, if it's mitaras bezdin, so b'di'evet, even if there's a chacham there, it would be effective. He does ask that it comes out as somewhat of a contradiction in the words of the Ran himself. Because the Ran seems to say that Shalosh Hedyotos, they're Matir the Neder as a Bezdin. On the other hand, on Daf Ayin Ches, he says it's only Ke'ein Bezdin. It's only Ke'ein Bezdin. It's not an actual Bezdin. So, just to sum it up, there are a bunch of issues regarding what level of bezdin we need that Rebbe Tzal Zsolti feels are connected to each other. One is, if we're learning out from Shchutei Chutz that you need more than one, where do we get three? The Rush says there's an issue of Bezdin Shakal. The Ran never applied Bezdin Shakal here. The Ran says it's Ke'ein Bezdin. So that seems to reflect on what type of Bezdin status does the three Hedyotos have. Furthermore, the Ran seems to say that the three Hedyotos have to have some minimal threshold. That seems to indicate it's more than just Ke'ein Bezdin. The Rambam, on the other hand, does not have any minimal requirement of what a Hedyot is. That would fit in with the Rambam's opinion, quoted by the Ran, that the Chacham does not have to be a Samach, as opposed to the Ran who holds that the Chacham does have to be a Samach. Then another issue is, can three Hedyotos be Matir b'makom the Chacham? The Ran says, no, you can't. The Ran says, no, I'm sorry, it's only l'chatchila. It's only l'chatchila that it can't. That seems to indicate that to some extent it does have a status of a Bezdin, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch implies that even b'di'eved it wouldn't work. That seems to say that the Shalosh Hedyotos has to fit the bill of Rashi Hamatos, and will only allow that, Rebbe Tzal Zsolti explains, in a situation where the Chacham is not present. So we have these four issues that are rationally very much interrelated. Even though last week we learned Kroivim are okay, Laila is okay, Oymed is okay, but there are certain elements of Bezdin that are applied. Namely, Do we say Bezdin Shakal is an issue? The Ran, no. Rabbi Kiva Eger, no. The Rush, yes. Do the Hevyoitos have to have a status? Yes, the Ran says. The Hevyoitos have to have a status. By the way, that would mean, you know, you have a 13-year-old kid, but if he has absolutely no idea the concept of Ataras Nadarim, that would not work according to the Ran. It would work according to the Rambam. See, according to the Rambam, the Chacham, you need a Samach. The Ran holds, no, you don't need a the Rambam holds you do not need a Samach. The Ran says you do need a Samach. Okay, friends, that's just some of the main issues on Daf Ayin Ches in Masechta Nedarim. Bez Hashem, this coming week, finish the Perek and Vayter. Shkoyach, have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.